Time to have a look at hidden history this week. Our history expert, Charles Fay, joins us. Charles, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Now, just before we start, too, I believe congratulations are in order. Tell me, you received an award slash prize recently. What was that all about?
Oh, it was just for an article I published in the Historical Journal of Victoria with the Royal Historical Society of Victoria.
Oh.
And it was a piece I wrote on the people who lived around Victoria Hill.
Okay.
So it was a nice sort of prize to win from them. Sort of nice citation from a couple of eminent historians. So I was very chuffed by that.
Oh, well, congratulations, mate. That's
oh.
Certainly worth a round of applause from our studio audience, Charles. Well done, you. Now, let's turn our attention to this morning. Charles Douglas Richardson, not a Bendigonian, but certainly has a very strong connection through his work to Bendigo.
Yeah, he was actually born in London. His parents moved down to Victoria, I suppose, during the gold rushes. And his father was an artist, and they lived, and he came out to join his brother in Portland, who was, I think, a Presbyterian minister there. They then moved to Melbourne. He went to Scotch College. He trained as an artist at the Victorian National Gallery in Victoria. Went to London with Sir Tom Roberts, or he wasn't Sir Tom Roberts then, and trained at the Royal Academy in London, and came back to Australia and was a sort of prominent, sculptor in Melbourne. Prominent in establishing the Victorian Artists Society, which has still got a wonderful building up near St Pat's Cathedral in Melbourne.
So where does the tie-in with Bendigo come about?
Well, the tie-in with Bendigo, this is that in about 1902, he won a commission to create a statue as a memorial to the discovery of gold. And so between 1902 and I think the opening in 1906, he worked on, there's a bit of controversy about this, he worked on this statue which was erected in Howard Place in Bendigo. I think it's still in Howard Place, just down near Foz's Restaurant, isn't it? I think, yeah. And it represents the discovery of gold, and it's a huge statue. I think it's about 15 foot high, and the figure on the statue is Victoria, a sort of female's figure of Victoria, and she is shown underneath Victoria. There is a gold digger with a pan, and she's sort of showering gold upon his pan.
Right.
It's a sort of image of the riches that came to Victoria.
Right.
So it's a huge, and it was one of the biggest pieces of sculpture made in Victoria at that time.
It's quite interesting when you say all the travelling he did, obviously from a moneyed family, or was he making his money from his work?
I don't know. It must have had a fair bit of money to send him to Scotch College,
yes.
But his father died when he was quite young, so I think his father only lived until the 1860s. 1862, he died. So I'm not sure where he got his money from.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? I think his father was 44 when he died, from what I
died,
remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty. And after making all that big effort, obviously, of coming out to Australia.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. He travelled through Italy, and he exhibited at the Royal Academy in England on a number of occasions. And another interesting thing he did was he was part of what was known as the 9x5 exhibition, basically where a whole group of young Australian painters painted sort of impressionist-style paintings on cigar boxes, hence the 9x5 size of the paintings. And those painters went on to become very important in establishing the basis of, I suppose, of an Australian style of art. So very important in that respect.
Absolutely.
I've just discovered something. I was sort of, before you rang up, I was looking at the Bendigo Independence for 1906 when the statue was unveiled.
Yeah.
And there's a very indignant letter written to the Bendigo Independence by Charles F. Summers. And he basically complains that Mr. Richardson has taken all the credit for having produced the statue entirely by himself. And he makes the point in this letter that he's actually lost £150 in creating the statue, and that all that Charles Douglas Richardson had done was produce a plaster sort of replica of the statue, and it was Charles Summers who did all the work with the marble.
Uh-huh. So that was a bit like your man Andy Warhol in the 60s. That was happening years before, where he's getting somebody else to actually do the work and he's taking the credits. Good on him. Fascinating stuff. Charles, as always, love talking about our local history here. Thank you for that, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, catch you.
Good on you. Charles Fay, Hidden History, Gold Central Victoria.